If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Introducing a new online workshop. It's called Nurture Imagination in a Waldorf-inspired Outdoor Classroom. It's a one-hour workshop, which is being offered live to our Circle members on March 21st. For non-Circle members, you may listen to the recording on March 22nd. And a little bit more about that after I read the description. So the description is, do you ever wonder what Waldorf education is all about and how you could incorporate this philosophy of education into your outdoor classroom? Waldorf schools emphasize cultivating children's emotional life and imagination. Waldorf educators believe that in order for children to connect more deeply with any subject matter, all subjects are presented through artistic work that includes storytelling, visual arts, drama, movement, music, and crafts. In this workshop, we explore how these materials nurture the imagination. We will also highlight a variety of Waldorf outdoor classrooms to discover how to incorporate these methods into your outdoor classroom. So here is the deal. If you are a Circle member, this workshop is actually a part of your membership. You do not have to pay additional costs. If you would like to become a Circle member, you can purchase our membership for $27 a month, and you get access to not only this workshop live, you get to participate live, and the upcoming Exploring Nature in Spring masterclass. That's all included for the $27 a month, or you can pay for the whole year. If you do not want to be a member, which is totally fine, you can access this workshop for $37. We will get the workshop recording. You will not have access to the Exploring Nature in Spring masterclass. You just get access to the workshops. So this decision's yours. The information, the link will be in the show notes, and we would love to have you on March 21st. If you have any questions regarding this workshop or the upcoming masterclass, please email me at victoria@outdoor-classrooms.com, and I would be happy to answer any questions that you have. Talk to you soon. Bye. Do you have a little spring in your step? Spring is just around the corner. Today in this mini episode, we are going to be sharing 5 steps to grow holistic development, health, and well-being in your outdoor classroom. So how are you adding health and well-being into your outdoor classrooms? That's the biggest question. Are you thinking about this in your space, in your outdoor space, introducing it to young children? I was incredibly inspired by episode 89 with Charlotte Ellis and all her seeds of inspiration, that today I really want to dig a little bit deeper into actual steps in growing holistic development, health, and well-being into your outdoor classroom. So in this episode, I'm going to break down 5 simple steps. And within those steps, I'm going to include some how-to actions. I think it's one thing to drop a seed of inspiration, but I think it's another thing to have some, I think it's really important to have some action steps so you can have simply move forward, take the idea, and implement it straight away into your outdoor classroom. So number one is drink more water and less sugary drinks. This is incredibly important for not only you as the educator, caring and modeling and whatnot, but also communicating this to the families that you're working with, or if you're homeschooling, the families that you are in a pod with or whatnot. But it's incredibly important for all of us, not only as adults, but also our children, that we are drinking more water. So with that, what we can do in our outdoor classrooms is that we can require that children bring their own water bottles and that they put their names on it, and that we have a system in place in our outdoor classrooms for filling these water bottles if need be. So water is a critical point. There are many of us, me included, that maybe be walking around incredibly dehydrated, oftentimes getting headaches, even nosebleeds. So really thinking about how can we add more water and get a lot of us out of the sugary drinks and drinking more water. So that is number one. Number two is to watch less screen time. So obviously, if you're in your outdoor classroom, you're not going to be having a screen out there and whatnot. But it still means that maybe the children that are in your care may be still spending a lot of time in front of a screen. So what we want to do is we really need to build a partnership with our community, with our parents, with our grandparents, with our caregivers, whoever may be in contact with these children that are in our programs. We need to really develop that relationship so we can develop a trust. So when we do send home outdoor activities, maybe for families that they can actually do together at home, they are more likely to do it because they trust you, they admire you. You are an abundance of resources that you can give them. And if you are a parent at home and listening to this, this is another important thing. If your children are spending too much time in front of the screen, it's important to, it can be vice versa. It could be that you want to, you can send information like this podcast to the folks where your children are going to school, and turning off those screens and finding different things to do outdoors. So we are slowly, ever so slowly coming out of our winter months here when this is recorded. But no matter what the season is, it's time to open the door and find exciting, fun things to do outdoors that can be incorporated into your child's life. So number one is drink more water. Number two is watch less screen time. And number three is to be more physically active. We have a lot of sedentary kids today that are spending a lot of time sitting. So it is research after research after research has shown us that we need to ourselves be more physically active, and our children need to be more physically active. The percentage of children that are obese today is crazy. So if we can add cooperative games into our outdoor classrooms curricula, oftentimes we will find ourselves simple games, hide and go seek, duck, duck, goose. So very simple games. And if depending on the age and the stage of your children, to add more complex cooperative games. This keeps the children's minds active. It keeps their bodies physically active. If it's a cold weather day, it keeps them warm. But it's really important to have them be physically active because it helps regulate their bodies. So that is number three. Number four is to eat more fruits and veggies. So depending on where you are, in whether you have a backyard outdoor classroom or you are in a program and you have an outdoor classroom, but growing a garden that feeds is very, very wonderful. It allows children to really understand where food comes from and that they can just go out and pick and eat at their leisure, and have that be a part of their memory bank is incredibly important. And so many programs will say, oh, well, we don't have a summer program when it's time to harvest. There's plenty of things to plant at certain times of the year. So you will have things in your garden of interest for your children. And when they are actually growing fruits and vegetables, they are more likely to eat the fruits and vegetables because they're intrigued that they actually grew it. So there is a whole circle of life just in that arena. There's also herbs and all different things that you can grow with children that will get them intrigued about where food comes from. And that's going to go full circle in terms of what you're going to be putting into your body is going to make you feel better. It's going to, your brain is going to be more activated. So we were in a store the other day and I was shocked by the obesity, and I mentioned it to my husband as we walked out. I said, there's just so many unhealthy people here. And my husband said, well, yeah, because on every corner of every aisle, there were potato chips and candy. And so you go into a store and you think, oh, I'm just going to go get this one thing. And you walk out and you have this whole bag of things that aren't good for you. So when we are eating more fruits and vegetables, it's critical that we are introducing that these things come from the ground, from the garden, and showcase how they can do that. And if you need more help with that, please send me an email at victoria@outdoor-classrooms.com. And I am here to support and help you in setting up or creating an outdoor classroom with a garden that feeds, that is sustainable and works for your program. So number 5 is to get more and better quality sleep. So again, all five of these are for both children and adults, parents, educators, all of the above. For any human being, these are incredibly important. Getting better sleep and quality sleep is very important because it determines what your next day is going to be like. So if you are staying up till 11, midnight, very, very late, just sitting in front of a screen, kind of thinking that that's what you need, what you really need is to have a drink of water and maybe do a meditation and go to bed. So I talk a little bit about meditation and how that will actually help with your sleep. Another thing that will help with sleep is a warm glass of milk, or if you're lactose intolerant, maybe a hot cup of herbal tea. Something that, and to start these practices before it's time to go to sleep. How do you do that with children? Same thing. We used to do a whole meditation before, when my kids were super young, and it was lovely, and we would have calm music. But now there's apps that can calculate your time outdoors, and also can showcase the more time that you're spending outdoors will increase the better quality of sleep. So 5 ways to integrate health, holistic health, and well-being into your outdoor classroom. It seems so basic, but that's the whole reason we're not doing it. So we need to go back to the basics, drink more water, watch less screen time, be more physically active, eat more fruits and veggies, and get more and better sleep quality. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you for joining us here at the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with anybody who you think would enjoy it. And follow us on Instagram. We'd love to continue the conversation. If you want to continue the conversation even deeper, please join us in the Circle community. The purpose of the Circle is to support, guide, and push you as you continually grow and sustain your outdoor classroom by providing the tools to help you set the right goals, then actually follow through in achieving those goals with the support of our amazing community. Each month, 24/7, you get guidance and support from myself. You get to begin your journey with our new member roadmap. You get access to our outdoor teaching bootcamp. You get to interact and learn from guest experts who are on our podcast. They come into our membership and join us to continue the conversation. You get to connect and collaborate during 2 live sessions a month. You get access to all our online workshops and masterclasses. You get to dig deeper with our membership missions each month, and you get to become an ambassador of joy for children. I hope you can join us. You get all of this. You get to become a member of our family at Outdoor Classroom. So I hope you can join us. I will share the link in the show notes, and we'll see you later. Come join us.